Time now for the NFL Eagles Report on 96.5 CKFM. Brought to you by Boots and Barrel Sports Bar in Innisfail. Standings, interviews, and upcoming schedules. You'll get it all here.
A short-handed breakaway, moving in on Morosi, slips it, 5-0, scores, Mike Winther, the Innisfail Eagles break the ice in game four. 3-on-2 for Innisfail, Winther down the middle, Winther snaps a shot at it with Drew Morosi. Oh, a gift for the Innisfail Eagles. Beachy to Debian, he takes a huge hit, but got it back to Beachy, moves right in, snaps it, high glove side, and ties the game at 5. Debian out front, Keller scores, Innisfail up 6-5. It's Beachy up to Debian, driving down the right wing, back in, scores, Simon Debian. Debian sends the hometown fans in Innisfail to their family day weekend in a frenzy. This series is tied 2-2. Simon Debian 7-6. Innisfail in overtime.
Joined by Tyler Beachy, I believe 2 goals and 2 assists in this one. Let's start with the end, though. You're able to get it up ahead, and then all of you sat back and watched Simon do what he does, I guess, right?
Yeah, he's got to be the fastest skater in this league, and as soon as he got the puck, I knew he was going to have a scoring chance, and what a backhand. He ended it for us. It was great.
So just talk about the feeling to know that this was such an important game and to be able to pull it off. I think it's a little extra spring coming over the boards, I'm sure.
Absolutely. We knew this was a big one for us, and to go down 3-1 in a series, especially against them going back to their rink, we knew it was going to be tough. So we're really happy right now about the outcome, and we're going to spend the next week trying to make sure we're ready for a game in their barn.
The last two Sundays, you've been a big part of helping your team play with the lead here at home. In this series against this team, just how important is it to be able to do that?
Well, it's always nice to contribute. We have a team full of guys who everyone can contribute on any night, and a lot of guys do a lot of different things. So we had a lot of block shots, a lot of big hits, a lot of big saves. So if everyone's not playing, we're not good enough to just get by on skill alone.
You look back at a game, especially one that has as many twists and turns as this one did. What stood out to you about tonight's game?
How hard we played. You know, we finished all our checks. We blocked shots. We went to the net hard. We did all the things we talked about before the game. And, you know, we just have to tighten up on a few defensive things and try not to get in a shootout every night. But, you know, we'll just take the positives from this game, and we're looking forward to next weekend.
You've been playing here with the Innisfail Eagles and trying to build towards getting a provincial championship. Just what do you feel about the group this year and who you look around at the locker room with?
Oh, it's a special group. You know, we have a lot of character guys in there, and to win an Allen Cup, that's what you need. So we're just going to, like I said, keep building and see what happens.
Has there been someone here of the new arrivals that you felt has been kind of an unsung hero thus far in this playoff series?
I think our tender's been great. You know, he stepped in out of nowhere right in the playoffs, and you know, he's playing great for us. He's a young kid, and you know, he's really hard on himself, and a lot of goals that go in are not his fault, they're our fault. So if he can keep playing the way he's playing, we'll be all right.
As you go to game 5 in Stoney Plain, just what has been different in their barn in those 2 games that they've won?
We've came out flat. You know, we talk about coming out hard, and we just keep coming out flat in their barn. So this week, practice, we're just going to focus on that. We have to have a good start there, and we know they're a good team. And if we don't play hard against them, they have too much skill.
That was post-game reaction with Tyler Beachy following the Innisfail Eagles' 7-6 overtime win versus the Stoney Plain Eagles in front of 688 fans last Sunday at the Twin Arena. Game 5 of that best-of-7 provincial senior men's AAA semifinal series is this Saturday in Stoney Plain. Innisfail hosts Game 6 at 7 o'clock this Sunday, February 26. The winner of the Battle of the Birds will advance to meet the Lacombe Generals in the Alberta Final. The Generals completed a sweep of the Chiefs with a 5-1 Game 4 victory last Saturday in Fort Saskatchewan.
That's been this week's Innisfail Eagles Report, brought to you by Boots and Barrel Sports Bar in Innisfail. Tune in next week at the same time to hear more about your Innisfail Eagles on 96.5 CKFM.